Next item on our agenda is public hearings, and speaking of the public hearings, we have rules that we have in place, and we will refer you to Mr. Robertson, who will read those rules to you.
Thank you, Chairman Wingate. As the chair stated, this is the time for the public hearing scheduled before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission, as shown on today's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. The proceedings are also being simultaneously broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, source of income, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias or stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into account by Sussex County in its deliberations. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission meeting to view the commission's deliberations and the votes on the pending applications. Everyone in attendance must conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please do not distract from these proceedings, and we ask that you follow the direction of the chair. If you have a telephone or similar device, we ask that you turn it off or switch it to silent service. Sorry, I couldn't resist.
Definitely be careful what's on your
Moving right along, the hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chair, and then the director will review the application and describe any agency comments or correspondence that has been received. Then the applicant will present its application to the commission, and the applicant may present any exhibits and testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chair will invite public comment. People who wish to speak in support of the application will go first, followed by any opponents to the application. If there is a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we do ask that they identify themselves so that they can speak first. For those of you in the audience who do wish to speak, we ask that you come to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. If there's more than one witness in favor of or in opposition to an application, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. We do ask that you understand that it is the quality of the testimony, not the quantity of it, that is persuasive. The chair also has the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and she has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone when that testimony is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. No direct questioning or cross-examination of an applicant, of the supporters, or the opponents will be permitted. Any questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission will direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. At the conclusion of all the hearings today, the commission may action on each application or defer a decision on each one until a later date. Once the record's closed, the commission, on my advice, will not read or respond substantively to any mail, email, or other conversations or communications about the applications. The commission's decision will be based solely on the record from the public hearing. Then finally, when you come to the podium to speak, there's a microphone that looks just like this. We just want you to make sure that the space bar looking button at the bottom is pressed and the green icon is lit, and you'll also see that the green ring around the microphone's lit. That way we're sure that it's picked up for everybody in the room, also for our recordings and also for the broadcast. And we will surely remind you if it's not on. Thank you, Ms. Wingate.
Thank you, Mr. Robertson.